Welcome to Rethink, the podcast that empowers you to challenge your existing beliefs and embrace new, more productive ways of thinking. Here at Rethink, we believe that the key to self-fulfillment lies in shattering old thought patterns and adopting new mindsets that support personal growth and empowerment. With expert guests and thought leaders from a wide range of fields, we explore strategies and insights that can help you achieve success and fulfillment in all areas of your life. From relationships to career, business ownership, and health, you are the source of your own success. We're just here to help you tap into your true potential and create a brighter future. So join us on the journey of personal growth and empowerment, and let's rethink what's possible for our lives. So today is the culminating podcast on our series, Unleashing Our Creative Potential, where we've talked in detail about how to generate creativity when we feel like we're blocked. How do we do it? We've gone through a couple different exercises, meditation, mindful practices, being present, and of course, creating in chaos. But today, we're going to see some results of these types of practices I'm going to bring to you, because today we're talking about creativity in action, which is the result of identifying issues within our world and then discussing or thinking to ourselves, what can we do to create some sort of solution around this? And then what is the result? What is the result of creativity and action, turning ideas into impact? And the reason I'm phrasing that way, because I believe that you, my audience, the types of folks who believe in turning ideas into impact, you want to be impactful. You want to provide a solution for things that you see in the world. Now, obviously, you are, business owners and students and teachers, and you are solution oriented, I hope, at this point, or you wouldn't be listening to a podcast like this, because we're not problem oriented. We are solution oriented. But as we talked about through this series, many times solutions don't come to us, or our channels are blocked, or there's some sort of bottleneck, and we have to loosen the grip, which is the detachment. We have to be in the present moment and create a state of flow, creative flow. Now, today, I want to give you some applicable ways of providing innovative ideas and, using them as a solution to things you may see in the community, in the world at large. I'm going to give some specific examples, too, of companies, of individuals who've done what you will do as well. So, guys, if this is your first time to the podcast, you have reached Rethink Podcast. My name is Kelly. I am your host. It's my pleasure to welcome you in. If you didn't understand any of what I just said, that means this is your first day, and you need to go back and start off at our Unleashing Our Creative Potential podcast, where we kick this series off, because this is the last in a show of five, a culminating show, and we're talking today about creativity in action, and it'll benefit you. Now, it's not necessarily a prerequisite. You can listen to this first, and then you can go backwards. That's okay. But you also have three other seasons to go and listen to. This is our fourth season. We do appreciate you being with us. Go ahead and subscribe now to the channel so that you don't forget who we are and where we are. And just so you know, we are also on YouTube. We have a podcast channel on YouTube. We did it first of the year. I think I made the announcement that we began to also include YouTube in our podcasting platform. So we're on pretty much everywhere you can listen to podcasts. So old timers, guys, thanks for coming back. Thank you guys for continuing to like, share, subscribe, particularly to share our content with your family members, friends, loved ones, and associates. We really do appreciate that. I'm going to ask you guys again, old timers, new folks to the podcast, after you listen to this podcast, please give us a rating. Please go and find your favorite show and share with someone. And for whatever your favorite show is, make sure you're rating that. The ratings are helping us to grow organically, and we're getting lots and lots of new listeners based on your recommendations. So thank you guys so much for doing that for us. Monday will be the day is the 2nd, April the 2nd. And Monday week will be, come on my calendar. Oh, here we go. The 8th. And the reason that's an important date is because I told you guys that we are extending ourselves to opening an Etsy shop where you can get t-shirts and sayings and wall art and poems and ebooks, all sorts of things from the podcast. It's a way for us to reach out and to provide you, you know, some merch, you know, from the podcast that you can be proud of, that you can wear around. And also it's a way for you to support the podcast. So much of what we do here, for example, with this series, will it be available on Etsy in form of an ebook? Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's exactly what we're considering doing. So depending on the demand, we're certainly going to put it out there and you'll be able to go access it at your leisure. It can be digital downloads. You can print it out. It's whatever you want to do, but it will be available for you. And simultaneously, we here at the podcast can benefit and grow because you'd be supporting the podcast. Now, the options for you to be a subscriber through Buzzsprout, for example, is still available. All you have to do is go into the show notes. You'll see a button that says support the podcast, and you can just become a subscriber to the podcast. You can give whatever you like each month, $5, $10, $15, $20, doesn't matter. Well, it does matter if you give, but it's up to you the amount that you do. So whatever you want to do, we just want to open up another avenue for you to support the podcast. We appreciate you listening continually, and we want to grow. We are growing, and we want to be able to do new, better, different, and bring that content to you. Really, so as we get into the content today, we're talking about creativity in action. It's one of the things that came to me as I was going through this process, different ways to interact with you, my audience. Etsy store came out of that. Etsy store came out of that. And another idea that came out was the, we're going to start doing this. I don't know how often we're going to do it, but we're going to start next week. We're going to have these days where we just go conceptual. Okay. Now that I have your attention, what does that mean? Well, we just go conceptual. So we're going to have these what if days. What if? And you're going to be jarred and challenged. And hopefully made uncomfortable to the point you get out of that comfort zone and your box and start thinking about things that you never thought about, or perhaps things you have thought about and you've never acted on. So we're going to do what if days. And that also came out of this creative, unleashing your creative potential and process and series. So it's working for us, and I hope this series works for you as well. Go back and always, always, always listen to the podcast more than once, because I feel like the first time, the initial time, you're just kind of, you know, bringing the idea in. The second time, you're honing in on how it can work for you. So no further ado, let's get started. In this episode, we're delving into this realm of creativity in action, where your ideas come to life. What you've been thinking about, what you've been working on, your goals, your, you know, the things that you have been holding in now are going to come out, and they're going to spark transformative change. That's the goal. We want to always, always, always be in the action of helping, assisting, improving. So we're going to explore how individuals and even companies and organizations have harnessed creative energy and thinking power to drive positive change, positive impact, and to make a difference in the world. First things first, what is the relevance and what is the definition of creativity in action? Well, creativity in action refers to a tangible application of innovation, of creativity, of ideas that address a real world challenge. And there could be opportunities. All right. We live in the world, so we know in our communities, in our local state, national or international world, we see, because we've got access to the news and social media and things like that, newspaper, we see a plethora of areas where there needs to be innovation and solutions. So this involves turning abstract concepts into concrete solutions that drive positive change. That is our end goal, driving positive change. So this topic is particularly relevant in our world today, where there is, again, a plethora, a need a strong need for positive change in so many areas. Now, I don't want to make it seem like there's nothing positive going on in the world, because that also is a misnomer. Let me say that again. I don't want you to feel like, and don't ever feel like, especially if you're watching news or seeing social media or talking to a friend, or even if you are the person that's contributing this sort of energy, there's always good in the world. It's just, do you see it or not? If you are someone who watches the news, and I'm not going to stay on this very long, but obviously you know that people are motivated by fear. And so the news takes advantage of that. And so a lot of the stuff that you see is innately negative because they're trying to make numbers. They're trying to, sell or get more clicks. And I was almost going to say sell newspapers, but that's not even a thing anymore. But they're trying to generate more revenue from ads that they have online, on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. There's always more light than darkness, but they are both necessary. So the topic, again, is very relevant for the world today, where creative thinking is essential to just navigating these complex issues. And you're just the individual to do it. You're just the organization to do it. And we're going to drive innovation across various sectors. And this is how we do it. Here's what solutions look like. First thing, identify the opportunities. How do you identify the opportunity? Just go outside, talk to people, read, walk around, join an organization. And you'll see immediately that there are opportunities. So highlight, first of all, the importance of recognizing these opportunities within the creative process and what needs creative action within your personal or your professional sphere. So at work, at home, in your community, you know, in a larger space, it doesn't matter. Be encouraged to stay open-minded and observant. This is the way you can identify the areas that your creativity specifically can be meaningful and can make a difference. What do you see? It doesn't have to be a complex thing. It doesn't have to be. You're not trying to make the news all the time. As a matter of fact, the most helpful people, again, go unknown. These are people that are stopping beside the road to help people change tires, to avoid accidents and themselves being on the news. These are people who are building staircases for senior buildings because the staircases are in deplorable conditions now. These are people who volunteer for programs like Meals on Wheels every week, every year, because they know that just a few hours a day can brighten someone's day, can brighten someone's week, and feed them, nourish them. So start at the basis. What do you see? The next thing is, how can you collaborate or partner? So collaboration and partnerships, this emphasizes the power of togetherness to amplify the impact of this creative initiative. So let's say, for example, you're an individual who has a great idea about, you know, you have a solution for something, but you don't have the resources to generate it. What if you were to collaborate with an organization in your community to address things like social, environmental, or economic challenges within your community, but outside of your scope of resources? Okay, you bring the idea to a company or organization, maybe they can fund what it is that you're trying to do. While you lead it, spearhead it, they fund it, and you guys collaborate and you enter into a partnership to do this good work. So that is number two. Number three, resourcefulness. And I figure all of you listening to a podcast like this, consider yourself resourceful. You can understand that within the creative process, there is innate problem solving.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's an offer we thought you'd be interested in. Are you looking to develop and create stunning coursework? Launch your stunning academy website in a snap. You can choose from among 50 plus designer-made, ready-to-go, industry-specific site templates to launch your website fast and with confidence. It's very simple, very powerful. They're flexible courses. You can wave goodbye to dull educational content. There are countless ways to package and distribute your learning content. Create listed or private courses that can be paid or free courses, or you can drip feed your content to build and to nurture your audience the way that you want. You can create compelling and interactive courses, leverage the most rich library of learning activities, and undoubtedly the most customizable course player in the market to build flexible learning experiences to keep your listeners engaged. And lastly, be the boss of your content and design. Your final course product exactly as you envision it. Preview it as you build it in real time. Get it up and running faster than you ever have imagined. Why don't you go down the show notes, guys, today and click on Learns World if you're interested in building courses that matter. You can monetize, create memberships, create courses, and create passive income for yourself. So support our sponsor, Learns World. Leverage your available resources effectively. Maybe you don't have all the money in the world, but you do have some money. Maybe you don't have all the skill sets in the world, but you do have a particular skill set. So your resources may be time, maybe expertise, maybe you're a very technically savvy person. And you, for example, could bring these ideas to fruition. For example, if you're very technical and a very savvy person and you're, you know, very good on, you know, different systems and platforms, there are a number of people who are not. Believe me, I'm like intermediate to advanced. I'm not a programmer or a coder like my son is and all this other kind of jazz, but I'm really good when it comes to technical stuff. And so a lot of people come to me because they don't have that skill set. So they don't understand something or they have a need for something. They don't know how to create it. So creating digital products is something that I can do really, really well. So if someone who is getting married and they're on a limited budget and they just, hey, could you show me how to create a wedding invitation, a bridal shower invitation? Or, you know, that's not necessarily world shattering. But let's say, for example, there are people in your community that are looking for jobs, but they don't have appropriate and current resumes. Is that something that your talent could do? Could you give an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours a week, every other week, to simply volunteer your skill set to helping people craft a resume so that they can obtain the work that helps them sustain themselves and their family? Can you do that? Well, that is resourcefulness. That doesn't cost you anything. You already have that talent. You already have that skill set. And now what you're going to do, this is the greatest part of all this, you're going to give it away. You're going to give it away. We're not going to charge people who are looking for jobs to do their resume. This is something you're giving away. Give it to them. Give them 2 hours of your time each week. And I tell you, you will get more in return than you ever, ever thought. So that's number three. Number four is adaptability. We kind of talked about this in the last podcast. So the importance of adaptability is responding in these challenging circumstances and unexpected, you know, circumstances and challenges. So what you want to do is be flexible and resilient in order to be able to still be a creative person in this process and pursue your goals. And the last thing is measuring the impact. This is the exciting part. It's important because measuring the impact of creative innovation and its effectiveness on the future, on your local communities, on people, obviously, try to get an idea of how well this could go. And that can generate some confidence and some excitement within you and within your partnerships, when your collaborations. So try to write down. Try to evaluate what you think the outcome could be, the best case scenarios. Always use best case scenario. So those are some solutions as it relates to creativity in action. Now, what I want to get to really is I want to give you some examples of what some companies have done, some individuals have done I'm going to give you what the challenge was. I'm going to give you what the creative and innovative idea is. And then I'm going to give you the name of the company and a scope of just sort of a little brief overview of what happened as a result. Okay. So this should motivate you and really energize you. So number one, let's talk about the first challenge. Here's a challenge. The challenge is plastic pollution in oceans. Okay. You've been to a beach and you've seen it, you know, disgusting, either on the beach or in the water. That's upsetting, right? So plastic pollution in oceans. The creative idea is a program called the Oceans Cleanup Passive Drifting Systems. The Ocean Cleanup's Passive Drifting System. The name of the company is the Ocean Cleanup. So here's the deal. The Ocean Cleanup's innovative passive drifting systems are designed to collect plastic debris from the ocean surface. It addresses the pressing challenge of plastic pollution in our oceans. So what they do, they deploy these large floating barriers that harness ocean currents. The Ocean Cleanup has successfully removed significant amounts of plastic waste, helping to protect the marine ecosystems and to mitigate the environmental impact of plastic pollutions in our marine life. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, and I apologize if you hear my dog, he is asleep again under my desk and he, I don't know what's going on. He had a full lunch today and he ran and chased ball. He's super tired and he's snoring like a bear cub. So if you hear him, that's what that is. I apologize. I don't want to run him out of my office because he loves to sleep underneath my desk. So anyway, gender disparity in technology is our next challenge. Gender disparity in technology. I have two daughters, so I'm aware of this. The innovative idea is Girls Who Code. Have you ever heard of that? Girls Who Code, coding programs for young women. The name of the company, you guessed it, Girls Who Code. And here's the deal. Girls Who Code, they're dedicated to closing the gender gap in technology by empowering women with, yes, coding skills. Through this innovative programming and community outreach initiatives, Girls Who Code provides opportunities for girls to explore computer science and to pursue the careers in technology themselves. So by equipping these young women with coding skills, Girls Who Code is fostering diversity and inclusivity in future tech jobs, the future of the tech industry, and leading to greater innovation and representation. My youngest daughter, I think, I don't know if both my daughters did this, but I know my youngest daughter did participate in this program, Girls Who Code. I want to say, I don't have this in front of me, but I want to say that this is a national program. So if you're in the area and interested in something like this, just Google Girls Who Code and your zip code and it should pop up. All right. Let's see. What else do I have? Food waste and hunger. So our next challenge, food waste. And now this is, I love this and I love all this, but this really hit me. Innovation and creation. What was the creative idea? A company called Imperfect Foods approaches to reducing food waste. What is their approach to reducing food waste? Here's the deal. Imperfect Foods is tackling the dual challenges of food waste and hunger by offering a subscription service that delivers, get this, imperfect produce and surplus food directly to consumers. I think you're aware that sometimes imperfect, I'm using my air quotes here that you can't see, imperfect foods, particularly fruits and things like that, are sometimes tossed out, and things that may or may not be expired. You know, this expiration date. Listen, it's a whole nother podcast to talk through what the scientific, if any, is behind expired foods. Many people believe, obviously, that it's a way for producers and manufacturers to just generate more sales because it's a fake date and the food can still be eaten, da 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 da. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I'm willing to investigate to bring it to you. But in this case, they rescue cosmetically imperfect or surplus food that would otherwise go to waste. It'd be thrown away. Imperfect Foods is reducing food waste at the source and providing affordable, nutritious food options to customers who otherwise wouldn't have it. So this is an innovative approach to help address food insecurity while promoting sustainability in the food system. I don't remember what the number was, but it was astonishing at the amount of food, particularly in the West and the U.S., that is thrown out each year. It's incredible the amount of food that is thrown out. You're talking about restaurants, hotel restaurants, just restaurant chains, restaurants, period. You're talking about grocery stores, bakeries, places like that, donuts even. They're just, if it passed a certain date, I don't care if no one's touched it, if she's been sitting on the counter, they just toss it out. And most of the time, it's because, one, they want to provide a fresh, option for their consumer. But the other thing is, I just don't think a lot of these companies before Imperfect Foods was aware that they could, give this to a third party and the third party could distribute on their behalf. In other words, I'm saying I just don't believe that any company just wants to waste their product. One, they would obviously sell it. They would like to go from, inventory to zero at the end of each day. That would be perfect case scenario, but they don't. Sometimes they have inventory left over, their slower days, and they have to get rid of the product because they got to make more. They don't want to give their customer day-old bread or day-old croissant. Whatever it is, they're throwing it away. So I want to encourage you to also look to see if there is an opportunity in your area of the world that an Imperfect Foods actually exists. And if it does, then maybe work with an Imperfect Food if this is something in your passion. Because there is always, in our communities, whether we are aware of it or not, there are people who live with food insecurity. That's a very nice way of saying they're hungry. And a lot of them are children. So this one is one that's very close to my heart. You guys heard me talk about it here so many times. I have done Meals on Wheels for years. And I'm telling you that in our community, I don't care what your house looks like. I don't care what kind of car you drive. There are a lot of people who are dealing with food insecurity. And unfortunately, a lot of those people are, they are parents, they have kids, and the kid is having to deal with this. And it's difficult when an adult person is having food insecurity. It is heartbreaking when children are. And children are expected to go to school and to perform and do all these different things. And these poor children are hungry. So anyway, there's that piece of it. And I'm going to give you one more. This one has to do with energy transition and climate change. Energy transition and climate change, the challenge. The innovative idea is our buddy over at Tesla. Tesla development of electronic vehicles and renewable energy solutions. Now, for whatever you think of Elon Musk, Tesla has been innovative. I don't know of any, because I think they've had electric cars now for going on, 10, 12 years or more. And now you're just seeing the other car makers to really get out there. But Tesla knew at the beginning that sustainable energy in the form of batteries and solar and things like that were the way to go, as opposed to gasoline and oil to combat climate change. So through the development of electric vehicles and these solar panels and energy storage solutions, Tesla has reduced the reliance on fossil fuels, just as one company. And they're promoting the adoption of renewable energy sources, on a daily basis. So by providing clean and efficient transportation and energy options, Tesla is contributing to a more sustainable future and mitigating the impacts of climate change on a global scale. And now you see other companies doing the same. So here's the deal. Creativity in action. What's your next step? So you say, I don't know. What do you suggest? Well, if you don't know, here's what I suggest you do. One, listen to the podcast series over again. And if you're having any kind of blocks and your creativity is not flowing, then I want you to take the appropriate steps that I listed in this series and see if they work for you. And one of the things that I think and I know will work for you is the meditation. it's worked for me every single time. There are times where you may be presented with a challenge, with an obstacle, with an opportunity, and you just are coming up in your conscious mind with zeros. You just can't figure it out. So it's time to not rely on your conscious mind. It's time to turn it over to your subconscious, to your higher self. And what that means is take your logic and take your rationale and just put it in the corner for a while and allow yourself to just be in the present moment and to be still and to observe and to listen and to listen. Okay? I'm telling you that the answer will come. And I, you know, we all have a place, we all have a passion for the things that we want to do. One of my passions is helping people. And this podcast is actually part of that. I feel like I hope you wouldn't be coming back every week and listening to me if you're not getting anything out of it. I feel like you're getting something out of it. And I feel like this is helping you in some way. And this is my contribution to my local community, to my world community. And I feel like you're passing it forward. So when you learn things, whether it's in books or podcasts or on TV, I feel like you share good information. I feel like you empower other people with that same information. And I feel like that whatever creativity that's within you that comes out generated by this book, news, TV, podcast, whatever, it's going to benefit the persons that are closest to you. Okay, i.e. benefiting your local community. So I do have some resources, though, some recommended books if you want to take a look. There's plenty of TED Talks on creativity and innovation. And all you got to do is just Google TED Talks and it will, these things will pop up. There is a book called Creative Confidence. It's by Tom Kelly and David Kelly. I'll put that in the show notes as well. Or you can just kind of go to Amazon, see what you see. But at the end of the day, creativity in action is not just about generating ideas. It's about bringing those ideas to life, because knowledge does not apply itself. Your idea, it doesn't have legs. You have legs. It doesn't have arms. You have arms. You've got to make it happen. So make it a tangible thing and let it have the impact it needs to have on the world. So let's identify opportunities. Let's foster the collaboration and the partnerships that we can embrace. Let's be resourceful. Stop thinking that you can't, because you can. I don't have this. Yes, you do. You've got plenty of skills. You know people. You've got networks. You've got more resources than you think. Be resourceful. And then just look and see what other individuals and organizations are doing and leverage that creativity to drive a positive change and to push forward with whatever global, local, regional challenges that you see. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. Again, listen to the podcast one more time and then put your idea into action. Whatever it is, put it into action. And I'm looking forward to some feedback in terms of how things are going for you. We're going to be back soon with another podcast. So come back and check us out. Thank you so much. And don't forget to subscribe. That's all for today's episode of Rethink. We hope that you've enjoyed this exploration of new ideas and perspectives and found valuable insights and strategies that you can apply to your life. Remember, you are the source of your own success and fulfillment. And by embracing new ways of thinking, you can unlock your true potential and, yes, create the life that you truly desire. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, we encourage you to support the podcast by sharing it with your friends, your family members, your loved ones, and associates, and even your followers on social media. Also, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Lastly, don't forget to check out our show notes for free downloads and empowering ebooks that can help you on your journey of personal growth and empowerment. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We look forward to exploring more ideas and insights with you in the next episode of Rethink.